Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you're an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. What are they made of? Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. No tobacco leaf or stem. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
The Volume.
The Three and Out Podcast with me, John Middlecoff, is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Great odds and markets for baseball, the NBA, NHL, PGA Tour, and so much more. Awesome new and existing user promotions, America's number one sportsbook, very easy to use, safe and secure, you get your winnings fast. I cannot recommend it enough. Love gambling with FanDuel. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Okay, let's do a little Middlecoff mailbag. I want to say I appreciate. I threw out the bat signal. I said I needed some DMs. At John Middlecoff is the Instagram, and you guys came fast and the furious. On when would this have been? This would have been on Tuesday's show. I think I threw this out, and by Wednesday morning, I had 30 plus brand new DMs, and a lot of you guys are repeat customers. But let's start with Robert. Also, John Middlecoff, Three and Out Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. Appreciate everyone listening. Share with your friends. Share with your enemies. If you listen on Colin's feed, subscribe to the Three and Out feed. Obviously, this is the mailbag. It's my Instagram, so it's just my name. Slide into those DMs. Get your question answered here on the show. Hopefully, everyone's having a good weekend. And, you know, it's wherever you are, it's hot and sunny. I love the summer. I'm more of a summer guy than a winter. I when you're bald, you need to get a tan. You can't be pasty. So I like the sun. But you got to wear sunscreen. The older you get, your skin thins. That's what people tell you, at least. Hey, John. Big fan of the show. Have a mailbag question. I'm an LA native. That's Los Angeles, not Louisiana. And have noticed that our pro teams have a win now mentality. The Lakers, Rams, Dodgers all have given up plenty of draft capital and young talent to achieve short-term success. Do you think this will cause LA sports dark age in the next 5 years or so? Well, let's say I would put all three of these in separate categories. The Dodgers, built for the long haul. There is no salary cap. They have an unlimited amount of money, and they have star young players under contract. They also have the ability to make trades. Their GM's a genius. They have been kicking ass and taking names for like 7 straight years. So I would say I would not be worried about the Dodgers in the slightest. They are a powerhouse. The Lakers sold their soul for LeBron, and I think they are royally, you know what, screwed, because they traded all their picks. Anthony Davis is a pretty overrated player because he can't stay healthy. You got the owner, Jeannie Buss, pissed off in the LA Times. It's like, Jeannie, what are you talking about? You listen to Kurt Rambis and his wife. You have Rob Pelinka as your general manager. The only reason your team's relevant is because one of the greatest players in the history of the sport chose to live in LA. Not because you were well-run. You weren't. LeBron chose to live in LA. Other than that, like, they're a clown show. They don't have a coach. The Lakers are screwed. I think the Lakers are... You traded for Russell Westbrook. Who didn't think that was going to work? Literally everybody. The Rams, like, they traded their soul for sweet players. Like, the Jalen Ramsey move was bold, but the Matt Stafford move was not. To trade multiple first-round picks and get rid of Jared Goff for Matt Stafford? So, to me, the Dodgers are like a powerhouse college football team. They're not going anywhere. The Rams, as long as Stafford is healthy, they're going to be competitive even if they have injuries. But if they stay healthy, they're going to be one of the best teams in the league. The Lakers, screwed. I also think, like, the nature of the West Coast is we get bored easy. You know, this is not Philly, Boston, New York. We're not going to be with you in the L's. We'll watch Hulu. I'll watch TV. Like, I would not watch the Warriors if they sucked. Are we fair weather? Yeah, we got other shit to do. Now, if you're competitive, I'll watch, but you can't be the Lakers and have one of the worst records in the league and expect that many people to care. What are you doing up at 5 a.m.? Well, sometimes I can't sleep. I just posted something. Someone posted, Josh Brown of CNBC posted this thing on Instagram of the McDonald's prices in like 1972. You get a milkshake for like 20 cents. You get a cheeseburger for 22 cents. Even though it's completely irrelevant now, sometimes it's cool to see, like, God, you get a cheeseburger and fries and a soda for 67 cents back in 1972. My parents were living well. Love the pod. I'm from San Diego. This is from Alex. Between the Celtics and the Packers, who is the biggest underachieving team in recent years with their respective leagues? I'm a college kid, so the Packers have had Aaron since I can remember, and the Celtics have had their run of stars and solid rosters, but both teams seem to crash in the playoffs. Give me some real mid-2000 Charger vibes. Just wanted to know. To me, the Celtics, I mean, Garnett got hurt in the late 2000s, or they probably win another one. Like, Tatum Brown, like, come on. I mean, these guys are 23, 24 years old. It's Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I was talking to someone about this the other day. Aaron Rodgers, you know, is one of the most talented players, if you're over like 35, we've all ever seen, right? He's on the short list of just pure talents. But his contemporary, obviously Brady's in his own world, but even Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning got to 4 Super Bowls. Aaron Rodgers only been to 1. Now, he's still young, and he still could get to other ones, like Brady had a second career at Aaron's age. But, like, he's got to get to another Super Bowl, even if he loses it. It'll be pretty underwhelming if he only gets to the 1. I mean, he's been a bunch of conference championship games. He just can't win it. So to me, it's Aaron Rodgers. What's going on, John? Keep up the good work. Enjoy listening. On a scale of 1 to 10, how concerned should Dolphins fan be of their team's Twitter account posting a video of Tua underthrowing Tyreek by 10 yards? I talked about this earlier this week. Like, I just can't believe the Dolphins posted that. Like, you can't post that video. Like, you just can't. Just post a shorter route. You cannot post a video of Tyreek stopping. Tyreek basically went from a Ferrari to like a mid-sized sedan. I mean, what we all know what's coming. This is going to be a train wreck. But I don't blame Tua for underthrowing Tyreek. Of course he underthrows Tyreek. He doesn't have a big arm. I blame the Dolphins. You cannot tweet and Instagram that video. You can't do it because he's not unfairly getting criticized. We all watched what happened. We've also watched Tyreek Hill in the biggest games and play for the biggest team in the league or one of them, like consistently catch bombs where he runs under the ball. And now he's with a quarterback that's not going to be able to do that. It's going to be a long season in Miami. Tom Brady, 2023, quarterback of the quarterback owner and Fox host, Tom Brady. I'm a high school DB coach at a small school in Oregon. I always tell my guys to watch football more and more to get more mental reps. Since you're an ex-scout, what's the one thing you recommend to all DBs to watch while watching the pros or even top college DBs? Thanks. Well, I'm not necessarily a coach, so in terms of coaching points about, you know, back pedal and your hips, I would say an underrated characteristic that always translates to DBs, like you can't teach instinct. So I don't know if you can watch as a 16-year-old kid a DB like Jalen Ramsey or, you know, Xavier Howard in Miami. Like if they have good instincts, like that's not going to translate to you. But I would say if you're a willing tackler, like that is something you can control, right? You can control tackling. You know, I could say, well, turn your head when the ball, you know, when the receiver shoots his hands. Well, that's on the coach to figure that out. I would say just be willing tackler. Just be willing to throw your body, even if you're giving up catches. Just tackle. Most DBs, like not a lot of them like being physical. And the ones that will stand out. Because you know why? A lot of NFL teams run zone coverage. Now, most of your kids aren't going to play in the NFL, but if you can just be a zone corner because you'll tackle in the open field, just tackle guys in underneath routes, or be a willing tackler, that's something you can control. Like, you can't control if you have bad hands. You can't control if your instincts are okay. Hell, you can't even control your speed, like if you're not that fast. But you can control your ability to tackle, right? I mean, other stuff, to me, a part of a DB, I always believed, and again, I evaluated guys in high school when I was at Fresno State, is I think instincts are just kind of God-given, you know, from when you're really young, just being able to play the ball. You probably can improve that when you're young. Hands, you can't. Like, a lot of guys play DB for a reason they can't catch. Speed, like, you're either fast or you're not. You know, your size, it's something you either got from God or not, right? Most guys are not going to be 6'2 corners. But I do think you can control your ability to tackle and your willingness to tackle. I think that's an underrated part. And if you can tackle, that means if you're a good athlete, they can put you inside, because when you're a nickel defender, you're basically, you know, a run help defender, right? Because they're taking a linebacker off the field, they're putting you on the field. So I wouldn't say, like, look at his pedal. I mean, obviously that matters, but depending on if he doesn't run a coverage that you're running, who cares, right? If a guy presses, like, what's the point of watching that if you're never going to press? So I would say keep it pretty simple. Be willing to tackle. You don't need to be Ronnie Lott. You don't need to hit him like you're Richard Sherman. Just take the guy to the ground. You like that little DB coaching point right there, Bill Belichick? If you could interview any current NFL player or coach, who would it be and what are a couple questions that you would ask them? Let's assume they would give you a straight and honest answer and not some Belichickian Stonewall answer. Well, to me, if I could have one coach or player on the podcast, it assuming he would talk, would be Belichick. I mean, I think that'd be pretty good. Now, he would never do that and he would never talk, so that's a stupid thing. I would say I think Kyle Shanahan would be really good. I think Mike Tomlin would be pretty good. I would choose Peyton Manning, honestly, of all the guys. He's not a current player, but I would say Peyton would be up there really, really high. It'd be Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. I'm a Broncos fan and I'm trying to stay level-headed when it comes to the team this year. Is it Super Bowl or bust for the team, or do you think giving the team a little leeway this season in order to allow them to get on the same page is reasonable? Personally, I don't want to get too hyped up, only to be disappointed in January. It's not Super Bowl or bust. I don't think there's a team in the NFL this season that is Super Bowl or bust. Maybe Tampa, just because this might be Tom's last season. I would say for you, make the playoffs. You don't even need to win the division. Just play in a playoff game. If you get to the playoffs, if you have a playoff level team with Russell Wilson, you can win a playoff game. Hell, you could win a couple. Hell, you could win the AFC. I would say playoffs or bust. Anything not the playoffs with your roster and the quarterback would be very disappointing. Super Bowl or bust, no way. Because, you know, you guys were Super Bowl or bust when you had Peyton. That's not the case now. I listen every day. I think your take on what Pete said about Locke is wrong. Pete knows he isn't a good quarterback. He just spent 10 years with Russell Wilson and knows what a good quarterback looks like. It's also said that he and John like Mahomes and Allen and also drafted Wilson, meaning they know what good quarterbacks look like. I think Pete's saying what's best for the team and the fans for now. But here's the thing. The fans know. This is not 1986. This is not when my parents were kids and nuclear war could break out at any moment and they told them to get under the desk and everyone's like, oh, that's a good idea, right? This is not, you can't tell me Drew Locke is good when he's not good, right? I mean, you just can't do it. I think Pete's saying what's best for the team. You're right, they will be terrible, but don't think the outcome is a debacle. I agree. They want to be bad. I mean, they don't want to be. Pete wants to compete. Pete does not want to lose four or five games, win four or five games. He is not trying to tank this season. I do not believe that at all. He's 70 years old. So, yeah, the best outcome for sure is to get a top two or three pick and draft one of the quarterbacks. I'm not disagreeing with that mindset. But that is not Pete's mindset. I don't believe that for a second. He thinks that they can compete with Drew Locke. I believe that deep down to my core. I'm not just saying that to say it. I do believe that John Schneider and Pete Carroll like Drew Locke a lot. I do.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. They help you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else. Did you know 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? LinkedIn's the only one I use. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/john. That's linkedin.com/john to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Sometimes it's a struggle between buying what you want over buying what you need. But with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card, you can do both. You earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you can earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. Earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like those new golf clubs you've been eyeing.
and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a divot repair tool for after you've torn up your lawn. Let's try that again. Earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like workout equipment for your home, and then earn 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller to soothe your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is at the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Sometimes it's a struggle between buying what you want over buying what you need. But with the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can do both. You earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you can earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. Earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like those new golf clubs you've been eyeing. And 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a divot repair tool for after you've torn up your lawn. Let's try that again. Earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like workout equipment for your home. And then earn 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller to soothe your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Who do you think is the better season at wide receiver, Tyreek Hill or Adams? I think both are down from last season. Yeah, I mean, not even a question, Devontae. Not even a question. I think Tyreek could have a chance to be disaster. Not because of his own fault. He's still a great player, but because of the quarterback. I'm curious your opinion on the Cowboys this season and how you felt about their draft. Well, their team got worse. That's not really debatable, right? They lost Randy Gregory, excellent pass rusher. They lost Amari Cooper, who can be underwhelming, but who was very, very productive for them. That's a problem. Like, losing these players is an issue for them. They lost several offensive linemen. Now, they drafted one, and Jerry had to defend them, and who knows? Maybe they have a long history of drafting really good offensive linemen. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They still have Zeke Elliott on their team, meaning he's still going to get a ton of carries. I think the Cowboys got worse. Now, is Jalen Hurts good enough to pass them? I can't say that with a straight face. But I do think the Eagles can win the division if Jalen Hurts is good. Now, and if you've listened to me for a while, I'm not a big Jalen Hurts guy. But I think the Cowboys are worse. And I think, as we saw in the playoffs, they might have even been a little overrated last year. I want to be an SEC dad. My daughter applies to colleges this summer. Which 5 SEC schools should top her list? Continued success. Brent from Orlando. Well, I don't know how good her grades are. Obviously, to me, Vanderbilt would change her life, you know, in terms of, you go to Vanderbilt, it's like Northwestern, it's like Stanford. She'll be buying you guys beach houses in like 10 years. If we remove them from the equation, here would be my outside view. And listen, I have a lot of like older friends, people in their late mid-40s with kids now like entering junior high and high school. And obviously they're friends with some people that have kids in high school that we can't get into schools out here. I went to Cal Poly, which is a good academic school. Yeah, there's no way on God's green earth I get in there now. Like, San Diego State is hard to get into, let alone all the UC schools. I know a ton of people that are applying to Alabama, LSU, Ole Miss, Florida, Georgia. I would say I would go, Saban's old, so he's not going to be there forever. I would probably go Florida 1, Georgia 2, Alabama 3. Kentucky might be underrated. I'd put Kentucky up there. I don't know if I'd love living in Mississippi, so I would probably take Ole Miss out. LSU would be pretty fun to just say you'd be an LSU grad. Do we count Oklahoma and Texas? Because if we count those, Texas would have to be in the mix. But I would say Florida. I'd say Georgia. I'd say Bama, Kentucky. You know, some people would argue Tennessee. Arkansas, probably not, though. Good athletic program. Yeah, that'd probably be my solid top 4. I think the 5th would be debatable. There'd be a big drop-off for me after 4. So it would be Florida, Georgia, Bama, Kentucky. Hey, man, shout out for the pod. New podcaster here. What do you recommend on a startup sports podcast? And what's the most important thing to keep and make it relevant? Well, your competition's high. So the supply is pretty high, right? There's obviously a big demand for audio and sports podcasts because there are a lot doing well. But there's also a lot that, you know, don't really make any hay. So you got to find a way to differentiate. I would say try to be unique. And to me, unique is just being yourself. Don't try to copy anybody. Just do what comes naturally to you. And then I guess you got to be active on YouTube and Instagram. You got to kind of put yourself out there, you know, which, you know, is not easy for everyone. Honestly, it's not. I don't love that part of it, but it's just part of the deal. And make sure your audio sounds good. Don't have poor audio, because no one's going to listen if you have bad audio. That's the base of what you're doing, how you sound. I'm not talking about your voice. I'm just talking about the equipment you use, the programs you use. Don't buy some $10 USB mic. If you really want to do it right, you know, you got to spend a little money. Takes money to make money. Started listening about a year ago, haven't looked back. I feel like the Giants have done a good job starting the rebuild with the draft this year, picking guys in the trenches, and releasing Bradberry for cap space. How long do you think Shane and Brian Daboll get for a full rebuild? It always feels like team don't give GMs and coaches enough time. We're going to need a quarterback. I think Daniel Jones is a dead man walking. He didn't get his fifth-year option picked up. They're going to have a new quarterback next year. I would expect that quarterback to be someone in the draft. So I think this year is like a bottom-out year. Think, and what I think the model they're going to copy, Bills, Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott. Bottom out. I think that's the move. You want to bottom out to then take three steps backwards to take a couple steps forward and then five steps forward. That's the game plan. So I think the best case scenario this year is to be really, really crappy and then attack next offseason. So I would expect them to be pretty bad. My question is, where do you think some of these vet wide receivers such as Beckham, Julio, Jarvis, Cole Beasley, Will Fuller will land? Or where do you think some of their best fits for them? Well, Odell Beckham is a torn ACL. Julio fell off a cliff. Jarvis, still good. Imagine he wants some money. Cole Beasley, I think he just got released because of the vaccine stuff, but does anyone care about COVID anymore? So to me, he still has value. He's a good slot receiver. Will Fuller gets hurt a lot, but can really run. I would say OBJ and Julio, I mean, who knows? Jarvis, like, I think good teams are going to be interested in him. The Ravens, you would think Green Bay. I know they have Cobb, but I would imagine Jarvis lands somewhere pretty good. Beasley, Will Fuller, I don't necessarily know. But I think both those two guys can play. I have a question about NFL contracts like Baker Mayfield. If the Browns cut Baker, how much do they still owe him? And if another team signs him, does what they pay him affect the Browns still owe him? Could Baker sign a league minimum deal with a team and still make $18 million left on his deal? If the Browns cut him, they owe him every penny. Now, I don't know if there's offset language in the fifth-year option. I don't think there is. So I think if the Browns were to cut him, they would have to pay him $18 million. And then if another team paid him, let's just pick a number, $5 million. I'm pretty sure, unless there's offset language, if there is offset language, if another team paid him five, the Browns would only owe him 13. If there isn't, Baker would make $23 million. Or if he signed $1 million deals, he'd make $19 million. So the Browns are on the hook no matter what. Because another team, even if there is offset language, you could sign him for $1 million. And then the Browns would still owe him 17. So those fifth-year options, this is why it's a pretty big deal when they get picked up or denied. Because when you pick it up, that number is guaranteed. That number is guaranteed. So when you pick it up and he makes it to that fifth year, you can't move any of the money. You can't take a pay cut. Like, the number's the number. If it's 15, 18, the number's only going to rise on all these players, right, as the cap goes up. So it's a big decision when you're picking up those fifth-year options. It seems the one NFL team with title chances that isn't getting nearly talked up enough is the Ravens. They were the one seed post-Thanksgiving last year and were vying for the playoffs in Week 16 despite losing an NFL-high number of guys to season-ending injuries like Peters, J.K., Gus Edwards, Justice Hill, I know. They also lost Ronnie Stanley for the year during Week 1, as well as Marlon and Lamar Jackson midway through the year. Though Lamar's first 8 games, he was throwing the ball better than we've ever seen him before, including arguably better than he did during his MVP year. With a fully healthy roster going into 2022, a fourth-place schedule, and another solid draft class, who's to say the Ravens should not be the favorite in the AFC? Well, I mean, to me, they're definitely a playoff team. I mean, if they stay remotely healthy, they're going to be really, really good. I think we all acknowledge that. I mean, I don't think anyone's disputing that the Ravens aren't really, really good. I think part of the reason they're not getting talked about is Russell Wilson was traded, Deshaun Watson was traded. You know, crazy things happened. If they hadn't, I think we'd talk about the Ravens more. Honestly, if I'm the Ravens, I kind of like flying under the radar. I don't necessarily mind that. So, yeah, I'm in agreement. They should be a... 11-12 win team. Finally hop into the DMs. Big fan of the pod. It's funny you mentioned your buddy's dad in health administration a few months ago as I was on my way back from a healthcare conference and finally got my MHA last Friday. Your podcast between work and grad school at night kept me going. You the man. Don't really have a question, but keep kicking ass and taking names. And if you're ever in Jacksonville, obviously not for football because I wouldn't put you through a Jags game, let's go out and play TPC. Huh? I'd be game. I'm pretty sure TPC Sawgrass costs like $400, but I would love to play. I have to dial in my games. Tight course. I'm a little late catching up to the podcast, but I listened to your Friday pod, and I can confirm Jordan Davis is an absolute behemoth. true miss by the Falcons. I do NFL athlete marketing deals for a certain company for work, so I was in Vegas, and when I met him, my hand literally just disappeared in his hand when we shook hands. LOL. Yeah, man, that's he's a monster. I think the Falcons are really going to regret that pick. The Packers going into 22 feels like the very reminiscent of the Cowboys going into 18. After cutting Dez and having Cole Beasley and Tavon Austin as the leading receivers, they lost their only legit number one and drafted Gallup in the third. Believe Jerry Jones went on record saying they were going to spread it out team and see how it went. They had to trade Amari Cooper midseason. Packers also going with number one wide receiver. Drafted Watson to try to fill the void, but going in with a couple number twos at best. Rodgers is worlds better than Dak, but I could see this ending similarly with Green Bay not being able to get the ball down the field and Aaron Jones as the leading wide receiver type games. What are your thoughts? I would say there are some similarities. The Packers run game, like the Cowboys run game, is going to be really good, right? That was peak Zeke. This is peak Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. Their running game is going to be awesome. Their defense is going to be really good too. I think the Packers defense is going to be really good. I don't have the 2018 Cowboys defense off the top of my head, but I don't think they were as good on defense as the Packers potentially will be. And like you said, at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers is so damn good. He should elevate guys. I mean, look, he has before. I think they were 7-0 or 6-1 without Davante Adams the last couple of years. And that's because of Aaron Rodgers. Like he's in a different universe than Dakota Prescott. So I think it's hard to compare those two. Now, McCarthy was the, I guess Jason Garrett was the coach. McCarthy, LaFleur's the coach. Sorry, it's a lot of crossover there. I think the Packers win 10, 11 games and win the division. I feel pretty confident there. Appreciate everyone shooting me DMs. If I didn't answer your question on DMs, I'll get to it a little bit later, maybe on Tuesday's DMs or manually DM you back. Hopefully everyone's having a good weekend and talk to everyone soon. Peace.
Volume.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.